Jim Taylor back on WRMJ, WRMJ.com. Let's talk a little bit about the IHSA eSports State Tournament Series. And we get a chance to visit with Dan Lee. He's the IHSA administrator overseeing that activity. Now, this is the second year for a state series in eSports. The inaugural 2022 campaign, there were 124 schools that fielded an eSports team. This year, they're at about 160 heading into the eSports State Tournament Series. Dan Lee, what do you think about the growth so far? That's a pretty good number from 124 to 160.
Yeah, the growth is pretty incredible. You know, just from my conversations with coaches around the state, you know, there's definitely a lot of interest and there's a draw in this. And like I said, I think there's, you know, more schools out there that are working on establishing their eSports teams and their clubs. And so I anticipate this number to continue growing, and, you know, we'll have some decisions to make as far as the state finals or the state series, too, as we, you know, continue to, you know, manage this growth and, you know, and make it an event for all these schools to enjoy and that they, you know, when they compete.
I know about probably about 15 years ago, I remember I had a conversation with, well, he's now retired, Dave Gannaway, an IHSA administrator, and they were talking about bringing a bass fishing state tournament series on board with the IHSA, and some of the detractors said, ah, that, come on, man, that ain't going to work. And then even initially when I heard, you know, 3 or 4 years ago, the IHSA talking about a potential eSports state series, you know, there's some detractors saying, oh, come on, man, people are going to have eSports teams. Well, lo and behold, I think there's maybe a similar parallel there with you have to be pleased with how many member schools are kind of embracing this. Do you feel that way?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. You know, like I said, it's encouraging to see the growth. I actually just ran some preliminary numbers, you know, heading into our sectionals next week and, you know, across all the games that we're offering. And like I said, like we mentioned earlier, there's 160 schools, but, you know, amongst all those 160 schools, we're essentially serving or have, you know, about over 1,600 students in the state of Illinois that are on the rosters to compete next week. So definitely encouraging. And again, I think it's something that we're going to continue to see this growth probably a little faster than maybe some other sports and activities that maybe we've seen in the past. Like I said, we have some decisions to make here moving forward to maybe try to get ahead of the game a little bit and, you know, and plan for, you know, some larger numbers in the future.
All right. And when we talk about esports, some people are saying, well, what are you talking about, Taylor? Well, we mean, you know, basically video gaming stuff. And I was, and maybe you haven't had a chance, Dan, to take maybe a deep dive into the 160 schools that are participating this year. Is it a pretty good, you know, do you think like geographic representation where the schools are kind of spread throughout the state? And then now think about, you know, enrollment of schools entered. Are you seeing a cross section with that? Or is it bigger schools or smaller schools that are participating?
Yeah, you know, we're seeing, like I said, I think it's a really good mix. You know, I would say it's still probably a little more heavier in the Chicagoland and suburban area, but even in what I would consider central to southern Illinois, I mean, I think we're still at about maybe just under 60 schools that are competing this year. So like I said, so maybe we're looking at about 100 in the Chicagoland, suburban, northern Illinois area and about 60 in the rest of the state. So I think that's still a pretty good representation. We have 3 out of our 8 sectionals are in the central to southern Illinois region. We have a sectional in Peoria that's going to be serving about close to 20 schools. Down in Salem, Illinois, we have about another 18 schools, I believe, that are enrolled in that one. And then we have Danville that's hosting a sectional as well that's going to host about 20 schools. So, yeah, the representation is great. And as far as school size, we're seeing all sorts of school sizes. You know, obviously, we know the suburban schools, you know, are up in the thousands in terms of enrollment. But we're seeing, you know, schools with enrollments of, you know, 250 or even 300 that at least have an entry or a couple entries into the sectionals next week.
All right. Maybe there's a teacher out there listing or a coach or an advisor, and they say, I'm just hearing about this for the first time. I think we can get some kids and we can field maybe an esports team for the academic 2023-2024 2024 school year, so it would be for the 2024 esports state series. Can you logistically, what does it take to get entered? Can you kind of explain that?
So the process for entering a team is really no different than any other sport or activity that the IHSA offers. Once you have a team or a club established and you have a sponsor for it, it's just communication with your official IHSA representative, and they can log into our IHSA school center and register and enter a team. And I guess what I'll note is, I would say that esports is, when we say esports team, esports is very similar in comparison to, I would say, like a track and field, where you obviously have a track and field team, but, we have individual events. You have the 100-meter dash, the shot put, things like that. Esports is very similar, where we're offering five different events this year. So we have four different games. One of the games, we have two different events that we're offering. So, even a school that's just getting started, I wouldn't say they shouldn't feel like they have to field, students in every single game or every single event that we're offering. If they've got a couple kids or that are interested in Super Smash Brothers, they are certainly welcome to enter just two individual entries. If they've got just one Rocket League team or one Mario Kart team that they want to enter, they're more than welcome to do that as well. So, when we say esports team, we know it's a, it's still a relatively new concept to some schools, and so there isn't really necessarily a need to field a full roster that will compete in every single game that we have. But even if you have just a few kids that are interested, there's opportunities there with the individual events that we're offering.
Yeah, and you can go to the IHSA website and get more information. That's IHSA.org. So when we talk about team game, I'll just read the wording on the site. A team game shall be any game played involving more than three students from one school playing against another school. In team games, the first and second place finishers from each sectional shall advance to the state finals. The individual small group game, an individual or small group game, shall be any game played involving three or less students from one school playing against students from another school. In the individual small group games, the first and second place finishers from each sectional shall advance to the state finals. So when we look at the team games that are offered in the state series, Mario Kart 8 Deluxe, Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Crew Battle, the individual game, FIFA, that's the soccer, and then small group game, Rocket League and Super Smash Brothers Ultimate Singles is the games there. So do you want to expand on any of that?
That's all accurate. They just, as far as the team games, like Mario Kart and the Super Smash Brothers Crew Battle. So Mario Kart is a 4v4 game, so you need a team of four. And the Crew Battle, as developed by our advisory committee, they recommended a 5v5 format for the Crew Battle. And then, as far as the individual games, such as FIFA and Super Smash Brothers Singles, each school is allowed to enter up to two entries or two individuals for those tournaments. And then Rocket League is a small group game of played 3v3.
So in terms of then the game selection, is that like, does the esports advisory committee select those games, or how does that work, I guess?
Yeah, we rely a lot on our esports advisory committee, which is made up of many of the coaches from around the state and a couple of administrators who have, some experience and knowledge in the esports realm. We've met a number of times, this year. And so last year, the esports offerings were Super Smash Brothers and NBA 2K and Rocket League. And so we've expanded on those and added Mario Kart as a new game, and actually did a swap or kind of a change in one of the Super Smash Brothers games. Last year there was a duos competition offered, which has been replaced with the Crew Battle competition this year. And that was all based on the recommendation of our advisory committee. So we had met earlier, over the summer and in the fall, had several discussions, and the committee ultimately recommended, these added games for this year.
So I'm curious, are you just with you yourself, are you a big gamer or not?
I am not. So I think my last I guess, video game console that I owned personally was probably a PlayStation 2 when I was in college. So games have certainly changed since then. But then I've learned a lot here from the advisory committee, and and it's just doing my own research as well. So I mean, it really is. It really is a neat activity. I'm looking forward to seeing the upcoming, state series, come to fruition, with all the planning that's been done, and just, watching the competition and seeing, the students around the state, showcase, their skills and their abilities in all of these, different games.
So you mentioned 160 teams right now, or schools that have teams. So how many sectional sites are there then?
So we have 8 sectional sites. We've had a few schools withdraw within the last few weeks just for various reasons. But, at one point, I think most of the sectionals were at about 21 to 23 schools each. And like I said, we've lost a few, but like I said, we're still down to about 160. The numbers are a little off kilter with some of the sectionals maybe being, 4 or 5 teams smaller than some of our other ones. But, but the 160 schools are divided up amongst, 8 sectional sites.
So the 8 sectional sites, and again, April the 22nd is the sectional tournaments across the state, 8 different sites. And then the state final is the following Saturday, April 29th. I should remember this. I know the state venue, of course, was selected, and the IHSA released the information on that. Where is the esports state final at?
So the state final this year will be held at Evergreen Park Community High School. They have a incredible learning resource center that they have upstairs, where we'll be able to host rooms for all of these games. The tournament manager up there, Dan Trufa, he's also the esports coach at Evergreen Park, and he's had a great vision. We had a number of great visits and conversations with the staff and administration up there, and they showcased their learning resource center upstairs, which we think is going to be a great site to keep everybody together in one venue, amongst some different rooms in that space, and to be able to conduct the 5 different events that we're going to be offering.
So, some people will be out there listening, and they're asking the question now. He says he's interviewing this guy from the IHSA, and they're talking about a state tournament series in esports or video gaming. So the person probably out there listening is saying, is he saying that they get a state championship trophy and state medals? And Dan Lee would answer that how?
Yeah, we are going to be crowning some champions in individual events. I will note that currently, with esports still, I would say, still in its developmental stages and still being new, this only being year 2, we aren't crowning an overall team, state champion, but we will be crowning champions in the individual events. Awarding medals to the 1st through 4th place finishers in those individual events.
So eventually, is that the hope, that there would be, a school or team champion down the line? I guess that's the question is, we go from 124 to 160. What is the future, you think, for the state series in esports within the IHSA?
Yeah, I think that's very likely. We've had that discussion with the advisory committee about looking at crowning an overall esports team champion. And as we continue to see esports grow, I think it's very likely that's where we're going to be headed. So it's more in line with, our other sports and activities. I think I mentioned earlier, that I would compare esports in a sense to like track and field, where you have individual events. So we're crowning, champions in the 200 meter dash and, the 1600, things like that. Just like we're doing here, we're going to be crowning champions in Super Smash Brothers singles and Rocket League. And ultimately, we'll probably look at coming up with a system to crown an overall team champion, to obviously highlight the successes of some of the best esports teams in the state.
Yeah, well, and I don't know much about video gaming, but I love the fact that the IHSA is doing this and offering kids more opportunities to compete at something and bond with other teammates. So I love that. So I was going to ask you a couple of other things about your role and responsibilities at the IHSA. Anything else that I didn't bring up with esports that you need to mention to our listening audience?
I can't really think of anything. We I think we touched on a lot. We touched on the format, the site, and like I said, this is only year 2, and we're obviously we're seeing the growth in the number of schools, and we're also seeing the growth in the events that we're offering. So I'm excited to see where things will lead after this, and especially seeing how the state series will go this year in the next couple of weeks.
All right. The only other couple of things I wanted from Dan Lee, again, IHSA administrator, one of the other things that he oversees, and I think maybe he has the toughest job within the organization, because he oversees attitude. And attitude is basically the sportsmanship campaign within the IHSA, Sport a Winning Attitude, basically is the campaign. And I know, it's always, I tell people, it's the exception and not the rule. And it just takes, one person to ruin it for everyone. So what about overseeing attitude and trying to hit home that, sportsmanship campaign? And I have the attitude mascot on my desk. In my office, and then my home office, I have an attitude too. So I love attitude. So just tell us about being responsible and kind of overseeing that campaign, and tell everybody they need to have good sportsmanship and good attitudes.
Yeah, that's absolutely a major push from our office, with high school sports and activities, is that we definitely want to see good sportsmanship from everyone involved. It's what makes, these events, what we would like to see them be. So, from the participants to the coaches, to the officials, to the staff members, to the fans, we'd definitely want to continue to promote good sportsmanship, because that's really what, high school athletics and activities really, should be about. I know a lot of emphasis always gets put, tends to get put on winning. But at the end of the day, it's the experiences and the memories that I think for students that really matter the most. And, I think good sportsmanship would just add to that. But it's definitely been it's definitely a team effort here at our office. We all believe in it. I think just recent experiences, seeing at the Boys and Girls State Basketball Finals, the encouragement to have, both teams line up prior to the game and actually do a handshake and wish each other good luck before the game. So it's things like that and activities like that we, continue to promote. Obviously, the attitude mascot is a nice visual at our state final events, just to, again, continue to promote that idea of sportsmanship. And we're doing some other actions here too to continue to promote it. We're building a sportsmanship toolkit page on our website for, I think we just finished our ninth year of the student section and spirit showdown competition, when we were able to award a couple winners there in class 1A, 2A, and then class 3A, 4A. And then we also recognize schools that compete in our state finals who demonstrated, good sportsmanship and really demonstrated that do what's right, those principles of that do what's right program. And so, between their fans and the players and coaches and, just their community overall, we like to highlight a lot of those things.
You probably can't tell me this because it's a secret, but so students wear the attitude mascot. I don't know what you call it, a uniform. And you'll probably say, no, yeah, Taylor, attitude is a real thing.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. We work with local schools and to help us find students and kind of locally, geographically close to some of these state final events. And I'm not at liberty to say who the actual people are that are underneath the costume, but we do work with a lot of our schools in those areas to help us find students who are willing to demonstrate that energy and enthusiasm to be attitude at our state final events.
Well, I love the mascot. I think the creativity in the design of it is awesome. So I hope the IHSA, and it looks like they're going to continue pushing that forward, because I love attitude. All right, the only other thing I wanted you to mention, this is interesting to me, because we think of the traditional, sports with football and basketball, baseball, whatnot. And I know the other activity you oversee, and I've always kind of wanted to witness this, because one of my favorite cult classic movies that I love to watch is Searching for Bobby Fischer, and it's the story about the chess prodigy kid, the youngster. So you oversee the IHSA state series in chess. What is that vibe like when you go to that? I would really think that would be something really interesting to watch. I've always wanted to interview a chess champion kid or somebody that competes in that activity. What's that thing like?
You know what? I would say we, to my knowledge or my understanding, is that we host probably the largest high school chess tournament within one state at a time. So we have 128 schools that compete in our state final. Each school will have 8 students competing at one time. So you do the math, 128 times 8, you know, when you're talking, you know, over 1,000 students that are competing at one time. So we're in one large room. And as you can imagine, to have over 1,000 students in a room at first, it's a little, you know, can be a little noisy and it takes a little time to get them settled in. But as soon as we say, all right, competition begins, the room goes silent. And the only noises you're going to hear are chess pieces moving and maybe some pencils, you know, scratching on a notation sheet. But that's about it. It is a unique competition that the IHSA offers, and it's probably different than any other competition that, you know, anyone would envision seeing. So, I mean, I would probably compare it to maybe being as quiet as golf, but, you know, in golf, you can still do a golf clap and make a little bit of noise, where chess is completely silent for 2 hours in each round.
Yeah. Wow. And you just said the noises that the board makes is basically the only thing you kind of hear. So it would be really interesting to see that. Now, I know you were at La Salle Peru before you came to the IHSA. Did you have experience with, you know, doing any type of chess stuff before you were with the IHSA?
I did not. So again, another activity that I had to, you know, learn a lot about here going into, you know, going into my first year at the IHSA. When I was at La Salle Peru, our school did have a kind of a games club. Wasn't video game, but it was more like board games. I think chess was one of the games that was offered for students who were interested. But you know, chess is one of those things too. I guess I'm happy to note that the number of schools competing this year is the second highest that we've had all time. There was a little bit of dip, you know, during those COVID years with schools not competing, and you know, we're starting to see that rise again, and we've reached you know, pretty much pre-COVID numbers. And I know there's a you know, an interest and a demand from, you know, the chess community to continue to see chess grow as well. So we're hoping that maybe next year we can exceed the previous mark, which I believe was set in 2018. I think there were 159 schools that competed in 2018, and we were at 157 this year. So we're hoping that we can maybe hit the 160 mark and go beyond, and continue to see the growth in that activity as well.
So I'm just curious, the last thing I'll ask you, you know, your job then with some of the stuff you're involved with, the traditional sports we talk about, and I'm amazed at, you know, the talent that is in this state, but then from your perspective, some of the things you do, how impressed are you with some of the talent that you see in stuff like chess, you know, some of the brilliance, and then even the talent of these esports kids that you see compete. I imagine that's a pretty neat perspective to have.
Yeah, you know, everyone has their own skill sets and their own interests and, you know, things that they're going to be successful in. And so, you know, that's the great thing about, I believe, the IHSA is that we're continuing to find opportunities for these kids to showcase, you know, their skills and their talents in specific, you know, sports or activities. And so, you know, to be able to see students, you know, strive and again, demonstrate their abilities in the various sports and activities that we offer is a neat thing to see. And I think, you know, I think traditionally, you know, people just will want to look at, you know, sports, and you look at teams and how successful basketball teams are, football teams are. But, you know, some of these other activities that we offer, it really gives these students an opportunity to showcase their abilities. And it's really neat to see, you know, just the just, I guess, the different levels of demand that are involved in, you know, the various sports and activities that we have. I haven't, again, had the true opportunity to see esports in action yet. I'm looking forward to seeing that here over the next couple of weeks at the sectionals and the state finals. But again, it's going to be a different type of competition, different skill sets that are going to be involved. But again, these students that are going to be competing are going to showcase, you know, their abilities. And like I said, we're looking forward to ultimately crowning some state champions in those events.
All right, man. Well, what a good conversation today with Dan Lee, who is with the IHSA, you know, getting a read on the esports series and, you know, chess. I've always wanted to talk about that state tournament series and learning a little bit more about our good buddy attitude. I think we covered enough. Mr. Dan Lee, thanks for joining us. Appreciate it.
No, absolutely. It's my pleasure.
And you're listening to WRMJ and WRMJ.com.